We're now joined by head coach Josh Lyle, the baseball coach over at Tri-County High School. Between Tri-County and Grundy, we've had all these discussions with Coach Lyle, as well as Coach Bunnell, about not being able to talk about games. We do have a game to talk about, Coach. It looked like it wasn't the most pleasant experience for the guys, a little bit lopsided, but you did get a chance to get on the field a week ago.
Yeah, we did. And it wasn't bad for the first two innings. We actually played pretty good after the first inning. It was 2-1 Brunswick, and then after the second, it was 6-1. So we were in it. We played, ended up playing four innings, and once we had to pull our starter, we just didn't consistently throw strikes. And we're going to learn how to do that. Most of the kids are young, and so the game experience was probably just as valuable as anything else.
No, absolutely. And as you mentioned, too, things were, you know, you were, for three innings, you were competitive. Fourth inning got away from you, a final score of 23-1. But you also look at it and say, with our number one team, our number one pitcher, we can play with anybody on our schedule.
Yeah, I agree with that. And we had a kid that we were gonna rely heavily on that wasn't able to be at that game. As far as pitching wise, we're gonna rely on him quite a bit this fall and next spring. And so with getting him back tonight, hopefully we got a little different outcome to talk about next week.
Well, this is a big game tonight because, you know, we talk about building a program, and I think that it's kind of the same for you and it's the same for Coach Bunnell. You're trying to build a program and try to find those games where you feel like we can get a W in this game, and both programs are looking at tonight in Galton saying we've got a chance to get a W tonight.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They got us last year, and it was a pretty good game, I believe, up until, I think we played a full seven. I think it last fall was a pretty good game up until about the fifth inning, and they kind of got the better of us there. But I'm looking forward to it. I know our boys are looking forward to it, and having a full squad there hopefully helps us out. Hopefully we come away with a win.
So who is the pitcher that did pretty well for you last week, Coach?
The last week we started Johnny Cosper. He's a junior this year. He pitched for us off and on last year since I've been there. And we kind of used him more as relief. He's normally our starting shortstop, but with the things that with players and everything like that, we're going to have to rely on him more as maybe our number two starter. And so he actually came out and he pitched pretty effectively and threw strikes, and we made plays behind him, and he actually did very well for us last week.
So is Johnny getting the ball tonight in Galt then?
He is. As of right now, he's going to be the starter tonight too.
So what are you looking for? Obviously throwing strikes is the obvious answer, but just aside from that, because you want to throw the ball over the plate, what are you looking for out of him tonight, Coach?
I'm just looking for him to maybe go a little bit deeper. He kind of, that second inning, we didn't do bad. We made a few errors behind him defensively, and that's what gave him those four runs in that second inning. But just maybe to get him, maybe hopefully can keep his pitch count down and get him maybe into the third or fourth inning and still being effective, and then we can piece together our bullpen after that and hopefully get a few innings out of someone else and maybe not have to use four or five arms like we did last week.
So you did get on the board against Brunswick, you know, little steps here and there with the offense. How do you feel like the boys swung the bat in their opener?
The first four or five batters, the kids that have played baseball regularly, they handled themselves pretty well. They had a few hits. Johnny Cosper led off. He batted second for us last week, and the first pitch he saw, he got a double out of it. So the top part of our lineup hit the ball pretty well. The bottom half kind of struggled a little bit, but it's one of those things, just like getting game experiences defensively. It's the same with at bats, and as those younger kids start seeing more pitches out of live pitches and versus me throwing bullpen sessions or whatever, they're going to be more comfortable at the plate, and they're going to start putting the ball in play a little bit more consistently.
That's the same idea too. We talk about the biggest challenge at the Jamesport Class 1 level is just getting enough arms that if you play multiple games in 1 week, that gets difficult. And it's a similar discussion, a little bit different, but filling that lineup from 1 to 9 becomes difficult too, because if it's top heavy or if it's bottom heavy, usually it's top heavy in that situation. That makes it difficult, but you got to get the guys some playing time experience as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Those live at bats, I mean, they may not be happy with the outcome or anything like that. If they strike out, if they get out, but the seeing pitching and knowing what they can do and getting timing down, is gonna help them. Just the more at bats they get, the better and more comfortable they're gonna be when they get up there. So that's all we're looking for right now, is just to try and be a little bit more consistent and maybe put the ball in play a little bit more consistently as well.
My quick thoughts on looking at tonight's matchup, in kind of talking with Coach Bunnell, I know he likes his offense and Grundy's ability to kind of put the ball in play and use their speed. Is that your biggest concern with just trying to keep them off the bases tonight, Coach?
Yeah, one thing we really struggled with. No, I mean, Johnny, our starting pitcher, Johnny, he did pretty good as far as controlling runners, but the bullpen, the guys that came in after him, that's one thing we did really struggle with, was just keeping base runners on first base or on second base. We worked quite a bit on some different pitching techniques and whatnot to try and help our catcher, Garrett Skinner. He's got a really strong arm. He's a freshman. He's a big kid. He's probably 6'2 or 3, and he's got a strong arm, but our pitchers aren't giving him a chance to throw anybody out just because they're taking too long to get to the plate. And so we worked on that quite a bit after that game, but hopefully we can contain their base running and we can be competitive. And hopefully, like I said, hopefully we can come out with a W.
Yeah, whether it's next spring, maybe, you know, 2019, 2020, 2021, sometimes you look into the where is the program going to be in 2-3 years? And obviously you play in the fall, you play in the spring, so you got that advantage. What are the things that you look at, whether it be in the middle school grades, junior high grades, with some of the young kids that you have now? What are some of the areas of encouragement that you see on a daily basis tells you the program's going in a good direction, Coach?
Yeah, numbers is a big thing. But like I know there's a group of kids. I grew up in Jamesport, and a lot of the kids that are in there, about 8 to 12 year old range, are people that I knew or went to school with. And so there's actually a really good 12 and under group of kids, mainly all from the Jamesport area. And so when I've watched them play a couple games last summer, and fundamentally they're being taught the right things at a young age, and so they're, by the time they get to be a freshman, they're going to be extremely comfortable at the plate. They're going to be extremely comfortable pitching off of a mound. I mean, it's those kind of things that are going to just benefit me as a coach and benefit the program at Jamesport overall, is just getting kids comfortable playing the sport. Some of the kids that I have now, they played fast pitch softball, and they're kind of the same, but they're extremely different as well. I mean, it's the same concept as far as the game goes, but there's a lot of different techniques and a lot of different things to learn, and it's they're both equally hard as far as offensively trying to hit a circle ball with a circle bat. But mm-hmm. It's one of those things where we're just learning, and the kids have done a great job of listening to me and trying new techniques, or trying to just be a little bit more consistent with what they're doing, whether it's a throwing motion, whether it's swinging a bat, whatever it may be. They're doing a good job, and they're learning on the fly. It's just getting these games in and seeing things and being able to learn how to react in certain situations is what's going to benefit our program. But those younger kids, they're playing all summer long, and then I know some of them are even playing on some fall team out of like the St. Joe area or the Kansas City area. So that's going to benefit us in the long run greatly.
That'll be huge. Before I let you go, Coach, I'm going off the mission schedule here. After tonight, is there nothing until Buckland-Macon County on the 28th?
That's correct.
Okay, so 10 days off, about a week and a half there between games, and then Linn County finish off the season there on the 1st of October. It's Coach Josh Lyle over at Tri-County with the baseball program. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Good luck tonight over at Galt.
All right. Thank you, Tom.